Everybody, welcome to Don't Speak with Johnny Storm, news you're not supposed to speak about. Well, Hal Turner radio show is kind of confirming what I reported earlier, that U.S. intelligence agencies or entities have begun intentionally lying to U.S. media outlets, which, you know, they work in concert together, so whatever. Claiming Syria's President Assad has personally given approval for chemical weapons attacks in Idlib province, Syria. These bold-faced lies are being dutifully reported by useful idiots like Dion Nussbaum at the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere. Assad is winning the war in his country and has no need whatsoever to resort to using chemical weapons. But since the U.S., U.K., and France see their proxy fighters trapped in Idlib, they now need a falsified chemical attack to justify another major attack upon Syria to thwart the Syrians from cleansing their country of terrorists and rebels. So, this just tells us that they're boldly lying, that they intend to launch a false-flag chemical attack and blame it on Assad and start a war. And that's been the goal here all along. If they couldn't take Assad out through their proxies called ISIS, then they're just going to take him out by any means necessary because they want control of that region. And they also want to bring about Armageddon. They think they can bring back their Messiah this way. So I'm not going to get into all that tonight. But this just goes, this is just more confirmation that because they keep parroting this narrative, and now they say that they know for a fact that he's going to launch with no proof whatsoever, that they're going to go for it either way, whether there's actually a chemical attack or not. So, yeah, I guess we'll see what happens between now and morning. So, let's see. Hurricane Florence. Look at that. Intensifying out in the Atlantic. And if you look here, this is the latest model of what it's going to look like Thursday when it makes landfall. And they say it's going to be about the size of the state of North Carolina. Look at the size of this thing, if these projections hold correct. Now they're saying Category 4. And of course, you know, that brings the storm surge and tides and so on. And then, but they're also saying 48 inches of rain in some areas. That's huge. That's exponential amounts of rain in a short time period. So they're expecting a lot of coastal flooding from the surge and from all the rain, and of course the wind pushing it. So this is going to be a doozy, and it has the potential to hang out here for a while. And we all know that they can manipulate these things. So if you live along this area, or anywhere along the East Coast for that matter, I would be getting prepared and making sure that you've got everything that you need, double-checking your batteries, double-checking radios, flashlights, so on, before the store shelves empty out, because they're probably going to empty out very soon, as soon as they open up tomorrow. So that's coming. Be here in a few days. And the ones in the Pacific, Olivia is going to hit directly into Hawaii, go right over the top of them. But that's down to a Category 1, but they're still expecting a lot of flooding there as well. So the weather systems continue. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes. There was a 6.1 but in northern Japan again. And the Solomon Islands had a 6-point-something as well. So it's hard trying to keep your eye on all this stuff. So I've been focusing more on the battles in Syria. But then the hurricane, when you see something like this, you just got to report on it. So, all right, there you go. God bless. Take care. Johnny Storm, don't speak.